Live from Milano, Italy, at the Arena di Verona, the 2026 Paralympic Games are just minutes away. We begin with the opening ceremonies that will bring together more than 600 athletes in 70 medal events across six sports. These games will see athletes compete at five different competition venues in para-alpine skiing, para-biathlon, para-cross-country skiing, para-ice hockey, para-snowboard, and wheelchair curling. And for the first time here at these games, a new medal event, mixed doubles, wheelchair curling. There are three Olympic villages to host these competitors. The road to get here is an extraordinary one for these athletes. In addition to the competition you will see here, we bring you their incredible stories. Opening ceremonies begin now. We remind you to please silence your cell phones. No flash photography is permitted in the arena for the safety of our athletes. Video recording other than official USFS videographers and credentialed news media is strictly prohibited. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the 2025 U.S. Figure Skating National Championships in Wichita, Kansas, sponsored by Prevagen. We begin with the Senior Ladies Short Program event. Still to come, the award for best performance by an actress in a leading role in a play. That's coming up when the Tony Awards continue here on CBS. In the category of best performance by an actor in a leading role in a musical, the nominees are Darren Criss, Maybe Happy Ending, Andrew Durand, Dead Outlaw, Tom Francis, Sunset Boulevard. The Edward R. Murrow Awards are presented by the Radio, Television, Digital News Association, and since 1971 have honored outstanding achievements in broadcast, digital journalism, and network news reporting. The Edward R. Murrow Awards are among the most prestigious awards in news and are awarded to a station, not an individual.